April 6, 1928. How the soul can place herself in the divine unity. Example of the sun. The repeater of the creator. How God gives sip by sip. Necessity for the knowledges to make their way. I was thinking about the divine fiat suis to unite myself to its unity, to be able to make up for that unity of wills which is lacking between creator and creature. So I thought to myself, can I reach such an extent as to penetrate into the unity of my creator? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, when the soul places herself in the unity of my will, it is as if she placed herself in the sphere of the sun. Look at the sun, it is one. From the height of its sphere it is one single act, but the light that descends down to the bottom embraces the whole earth, and through the effects of its light it produces multiple and innumerable acts. It invests nearly each thing, each plant. It gives its embrace of light to it, and says, what would you like, sweetness? I'll give it to you. And you, what would you like, heat? I'll give it to you. And you, do you want fragrance? I will give it to you as well. Its light pours itself out passionately for nearly each thing, and it gives to it that which befits its nature in order to form its life and grow according to the order created by God. Now, why all this? Because that sphere contains so much light, and all of the seeds and effects of all things and plants which are spread over the face of the earth? Now, this symbolizes the soul who wants to live in the unity of our will. She rises into the sphere of the sun of the eternal fiat, which contains so much light that no one can escape it, and possesses all the seeds of the lives of creatures. Its light keeps investing and molding everyone, and prays that each one may receive the life, the beauty, the sanctity wanted by their creator. And the soul, from that sphere, becomes of all and gives herself to all. She repeats our act which is one, but that one act has the virtue of doing everything and of giving itself to all, as if each one had it at his disposal and possessed it fully as his own. In fact, unity is nature within us, and in the soul it can be grace, and we feel belocated in the creature who lives in our unity. Oh, how we delight in seeing the littleness of the creature ascending, descending, and expanding within our unity to be the repeater of her creator. After this, I was thinking about how blessed Jesus would make the kingdom of his will come. How could the creature embrace so many knowledges about it all together, and almost all at once, good so great, divine manners, beauty and sanctity which contain the reflections of the likeness of her creator? But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, by her nature the creature cannot receive, altogether, a great good, a light which has no boundaries, but she must take it sip by sip, waiting to swallow the first sip to then have another one. And if she wanted to take everything together, poor one, she would be drowned and would be forced to pour out that which she cannot contain, waiting to first digest the little she has taken, so that it may flow like blood within her veins, and its vital humor may spread through all of her person, to then dispose herself to have another sip. Has this not been the order I have had with you, manifesting to you that which regarded my eternal fiat little by little, starting with the first lessons, then the second, the third, and so on? And when you would chew the first and swallow it, letting it flow like blood within your soul, I would prepare for you the second lesson, and my will would form the first acts of life in you. And I celebrated its glory and fulfilled the purpose of creation, anxiously waiting to be able to give you more sublime lessons, to fill you so much that you yourself would not know where to take from in order to repeat them. I will do the same to form the kingdom of my divine will. I will start with the first lessons which I have given you, and this is why I want that they begin to be known, that they may make their way, preparing and disposing souls so that, little by little, they may yearn to listen to more lessons, given the great good they have received from the first ones. This is why I have prepared lessons so long about my will, because it encloses the primary purpose for which man was created, as well as all things and the very life which man must carry out in it. So, without my will, it is as if man did not have true life, but a life almost foreign to him and therefore full of dangers, of unhappiness and of miseries. Poor man, without the life of my will, it would have been better for him if he had never been born. But, to his great misfortune, he does not even know his true life, because until now there has been no one who has broken the true bread of its knowledges, so as to form pure blood and allow its true life to grow in the creature. They have broken for him a stale, medicated bread which, if it has not made him die, has not let him grow healthy, vigorous and strong of a divine strength, as the bread of my will makes one grow. My will is life and has the virtue of giving its life. It is light and casts darkness away. It is amends and takes man from all sides to give him strength, happiness, sanctity, in such a way that everything is safe around him. Ah! You do not know what treasures of grace these knowledges conceal, what good they will bring to creatures. And this is why you do not have interest that they begin to make their way to give start to the formation of the kingdom of my will.